Hi guys, I just wanted to mention to anybody out there who has a custom PayPal store or uses custom PayPal programming and the buttons for their items in their store that PayPal has recently upgraded their security on their buttons. So if I click Merchant Services and then Add to Cart button, you'll see that there's a different interface now for creating your buttons, and it shows the buyer's view as you're creating it. And we want to create an Add to Cart button here, or you can select Create a Buy Now button there, and you show in this drop down you select what the button is going to be for, and I'll just hit Products, Add to Cart button, and the item name, I'll just name it My Item or My Item 1. Item ID will be ID underscore 1, and then the price, say $8. So now when I hit you can add other options as well, like a drop down menu or different option settings for the button and shipping, tax rate and all that stuff. But for what I'm gonna do, because I have no shipping on the software products that I sell, I'll just have the top portion here filled out right there. And that's all I need to fill out to make the Add to Cart button without shipping and without options. So I press Create button. And now here's the code, and I'll show you now the difference. It used to be that let's open WordPad and paste that code in. And now they give you a number here. And this value is what's used. I just changed my number because, okay, if you remember in the old programming, there was a whole lot of hidden fields here, and oops. And so let me separate these. There's the form, and that's where the form ends right there, and here's the image and the input type for the button. And here's the only two hidden fields now. It's the name of the CMD click, and now we have a hosted button ID instead of having all of the other hidden fields where you have item name, the merchant email ID. All of that stuff is hidden now, embedded into the value of this hosted button ID. Or you can still use the old programming. So whatever you want. If you want to go a little more secure in your buttons and you have the ability to manually create your buttons for your store, then you can use this method, and you'll have a whole lot more security because you're hiding your merchant email, the item price, everything, all of the hidden fields that are sent to PayPal upon the person clicking. Then all of those things are hidden up nice with the new programming. So I just wanted to demonstrate and show the new button code and how much more secure it is than the old button code in PayPal. Okay, see you guys next time.